The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the June-July issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin today on page 2, Hitchin Rack. The January-February Scout Life had a very interesting article in it about a guy named Derek Campana. His job was to make prosthetics and braces for animals. I found this interesting and cool how you talked about this job that most people would probably never hear of otherwise. I think it would be cool if you talked about more unique jobs to help scouts think outside of the box. That's from Harvey R. in Fort Worth, Texas. Glad to hear you like Derek's job. I think I speak for many of animals when I say we're so glad he's out there helping us. And I like your idea, Harvey. We cover all kinds of professions in our Cool Jobs features. Any suggestion for what job we should look at next? I'm all ears. And, yes, I have great ears. You just can't see them through my equally great feathers. Please bring Marvin back. He was such a good male moose. That's from Taj P. in Los Angeles, California. Wow, this is the first. Marv isn't going to be so amused. He got some fan mail. Luckily, you can check out Marvin's many appearances in the Wacky Adventures at Scout Life comic. But trust me, you just made his day. I love the way Scout Life magazine is run. The magazine really helps me move up the ranks. How does Scout get to all the emails and letters each issue? And hello to the boss, whatever he does. Who is the boss? That's from Anastasia R. in Roseville, California. P.S. Coolest male eagle ever. Thank you, Anastasia. This letter is going up in my nest, and your letter came through the mail, but we got tons of messages by email, too. I read through these awesome letters just like I eat a worm, one bite at a time. I also enjoy readers' letters as much as I enjoy worms, which means I can never get enough. Keep reaching out at scoutlife.org/contact/us/letters. To answer your question, the boss does all the bossing around in the office, and his name? It's Boss. I think you're great at answering all these letters. I would like to know if you and Pedro are keeping in touch. I've got a challenge for you. Look up the word avifauna. That's from Jillia W. in Olympia, Washington. Thanks for expanding my vocabulary. I learned avifauna means birds in a specific area or time period. In my case, I'm a very modern bird located a whole state away from my predecessor, Pedro. So I text him all the time. But that burrow leads me on read every time. It's safe to say he's enjoying retirement. And finally, I'm a Cub Scout and I really like Pinewood Derby. Last time I got first prize for design. There were multiple first prizes. Thanks for the tips. That's from David R. from the Internet. Congrats on your big win, David. And while Pinewood Derby season might be over in your pack, it's never too early to start prepping for next year. We have more tit for you than I can count. scoutlife.org/pinewood-derby. Well, that's all for me now. The boss is letting me take a few weeks off to head to Camp Wormhill. Have fun wherever you're headed this summer and see you in August. July calendar. July 4th is Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. July 16th is National Ice Cream Day. Don't eat too much. On this date, July 2nd, 2002, Eagle Scout Steve Fawcett becomes the first person to circumnavigate the world nonstop in a hot air balloon. July 8th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence is read in public for the first time. Don't miss July's hot sporting events. Tour de France bicycle race, July 1st through 23rd. Major League Baseball All-Star Game, July 11th. Major League Soccer All-Star Game, July 19th. The British Open Golf Tournament, July 16th through 23rd. Try it. The knot of the month is the bowline knot, which is used to secure a rope around your waist or around someone who needs rescuing. Visit go.scoutlife.org/knots for step-by-step instructions. News and notes. Heads up. Tech meets physical play. Improve your baseball skills in a fun way with the Backyard League app by Playfinity. The app comes with a smart gaming baseball that measures speed, distance, throws, catches, and more. You can also experience real-time coaching feedback and compete against others. Playfinity also offers Jump Games, the world's first trampoline gaming experience. Backyard League and Jump Games are free to download. The small gaming baseball is not the activity tracker. Wow. It's affordable as well. Heads up, fast facts. Surfing is one of the oldest sports. It originated in the year 400 in Polynesia. June 17th is International Surfing Day. Shortboard surfing lets a surfer move faster through the water. Surfing helps teach balance and coordination. The best time of the year to surf is in the winter because the waves are bigger, stronger, and more reliable. Donald Detloff of Hawaii owns the most surfboards in the world. He has 647. Longboard surfing is more for gentle waves. The first major surfing contest was in 1928 in Corona del Mar, California. Heads up, collecting. We started collecting stamps a few years ago. We have stamps from more than 10 countries. That's from Elliot and Samuel C. in Los Angeles, California. I collect coins. My 1943 penny is made from steel instead of copper and is one of my favorites. That's from Karn N. in Maple Valley, Washington. I have 30 tin soldiers, 68 state quarters, 8 Nightmare Before Christmas Funko Pops, and foreign money from 41 countries. That's from Jackson M. in McLean, Virginia. I have 500 UGO cards. One of my favorites is the Erebus, the Underworld Monarch card. That from Phoenix S. in Marietta, Georgia. I collect pins from ski resorts and put them on my teddy bear. I got my first pin from Eldora Mountain in Colorado when I was 4. My favorite one is from Taos Ski Valley in New Mexico. That's from Caden D. in Lafayette, Colorado. I collect random things like Legos and Pokemon cards. That from Hayden N. in El Paso, Texas. Scout Life Headliners. Come sail away. Life Scout competes at Worlds. Aiden Gerskis, age 17, hometown Belmont, California. Scout rank Life Scout Troop 27 Belmont. Aiden made headline for representing Team USA in the International I-420 double-handed racing boat class at the 2022 Junior European Championships in Portugal and qualifying for the 2022 I-420 World Championships in Hungary. The scoop. Along with his sailing crewmate, Kenzo Perari, Aiden won the 2022 I-420 Pacific Coast Championship. At the Junior European Championships, Team USA competed among teams from 18 other countries. Million Dollar Scholar. Eagle Scout wins scholarships. Jonathan Russell, age 19, hometown Waxhaw, North Carolina. Scout rank Eagle Scout Troop 167, Charlotte, North Carolina. Jonathan made headlines for winning $1.9 million in college scholarship offers. The scoop? Jonathan accepted the full scholarship offered by the Stamp Scholars Program at Louisiana State University. He plans to major in coastal environmental science, mathematics, and climatology with a concentration in coastal meteorology. Good job, Jonathan. Rishika Singh, age 16, hometown McLean, Virginia. Her scout rank, Eagle Scout Troop 128 McLean. She made headlines as a winner of the 2022 McLean Citizens Association Award for Teenagers with Outstanding Character. Rashika was the first Eagle Scout in her troop and is a star student and athlete, participating in cross country, basketball, and soccer. Carson Crary, age 19, hometown Chitao, Montana. Scout rank, Eagle Scout Troop 51, Chitao. Carson made headlines for winning the 2022 National Agricultural Proficiency Award in Outdoor Recreation, Entrepreneurship, Placement at the Future Farmers of America National Convention. And finally, Colin Maher, age 16, hometown Atlanta, Georgia. Scout rank, Live Scout Troop 370 in Atlanta. Colin made headlines for ranking nationally as an elite track runner, currently number 9 for sophomores in the indoor 800-meter race. Colin recently organized a charity 5K run to raise funds to buy athletic shoes for local underprivileged children. Great job, Colin. Very thoughtful. Get in the big event, the Jamboree. Experience like no other. Get in the Jamboree spirit. There's nothing like quite like it. Thousands of scouts from around the country in one place, making new friends, showing off scouting skills, and having so much fun they'll remember that week and a half for the rest of their lives. It's the National Jamboree, the largest gathering of scouts in the United States, returns this July at the Summit Bechtel Reserve in West Virginia. It will be an adventure for everyone who attends. What's a Jamboree? To celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America, the BSA planned a big gathering in Washington, D.C. in 1935. President Franklin D. Roosevelt hoped every registered trooper and every council would send a scout to have every nook and cranny of our nation represented in one jamboree. But a polio outbreak forced the cancellation of the inaugural event. 2 years later, the president saw more than 25,000 scouts set up tents in the shadow of the Washington Monument. The boys went sightseeing, listened to speeches, and swapped trinkets they had brought from home. Scouts met again in 1950, and the gathering was even bigger. Over the years, the National Jamboree has been held in different places around the United States before settling in the wooded wilderness of West Virginia. Typically, the event happens every 4 years, but the last one was canceled because of COVID-19. Going forward, since the summit began hosting the Jamboree, scouts have enjoyed all exciting activities available there. You can go mountain biking, whitewater rafting, zip lining, rock climbing, and skateboarding. You can tackle challenge courses, and go on canopy tours. You can try stand-up paddleboarding, archery, and BMX. Almost any fun high-adventure activity you can imagine is available at the summit. But since it's a jamboree, there's more. This year, scouts will enjoy entertainment at lakeside extravaganzas. They can also take part in Summit Apex, a new outpost program hosted by the Order of the Arrow. Scouts can learn to become better leaders in their unit, community, and nation and world through a new jamboree program called Leadership Heights. Participants will hear from special speakers, try activities that enhance leadership and communication skills, and face challenges that help them reflect on being a better leader and team player. More than 40 merit badges will be offered, including fly fishing, mining in society, and robotics. Just like at the first Jamboree, scouts can enjoy swapping with fellow scouts. Trading patches has become a popular pastime, and some scouts bring custom-made council emblems for the Jamboree. You can add the coolest patches to your collection during the week and a half. Fundraising for the future. Attending the Jamboree can be pricey, but it's worth every penny. Paying for the big event requires preparation, salesmanship, and a disciplined approach to saving. Get ready for the next Jamboree by following these steps. Check with your unit to see if you can use money to raise from unit fundraisers. If so, participate in as many unit fundraisers as you can. Camp cards, popcorn, or whatever your unit sells. Also, check with your council for any fundraising events you can take part in. Save cash from jobs you do throughout the year. You can also save any money you receive for birthdays and holidays. Get ready. Not going to this year's National Jamboree? You can still follow the fun from home by logging on to go.scoutlife.org/jamboree. Start thinking about attending the next Jamboree. Scouts often call it one of the defining experiences of their time in scouting. Check back at jamboree.scouting.org for updates on registering for the next National Jamboree. Connect online over the air. You can connect with scouts around the world every year via Jamboree on the air and Jamboree on the Internet. Every October, scouts in more than 170 countries communicate with each other online or by ham radio. The events provide opportunities for fun activities and talking with other scouts. And participation can fulfill requirements for Cub Scout Adventures, the Citizenship in the World Merit Badge, and the International Spirit Award. Around the world, scouts meet not only on a national scale, but also on a global one. Since 1920, scouts from around the globe have come together for the World Scout Jamboree. This year, it will be held in August 1st to 12th in Samaegyeom, South Korea. Like the BSA Jamboree, the World Jamboree is a time for fellowship and fun. You can meet scouts from more than 100 countries, learning about their cultures and how scouting makes an impact in their home countries. The next World Scout Jamboree will be in Poland in 2027. It isn't the only scout gathering that happens in other countries. The World Scout Moot invites young people ages 18 to 25 for a week and a half of high adventure activities. The next one will be in Portugal in 2025. This year's event? What? The 20th National Jamboree. When? July 19th to 28th, 2023. Where? Summit Bechtel Reserve, Glen Jean, West Virginia. Who? Scouts, BSA members, venturers, explorers, and Sea Scouts are invited. Merch? go.scoutlife.org/merch. Theme? Forward. High Flyers. Scouts walk through the history of combat aviation and then take off. Max Kennedy looked out the windshield, but instead of an open road, he faced puffy clouds and a whirring propeller. The 14-year-old first-class scout was flying more than 1,500 feet above the ground inside a Cessna 172 Skyline airplane. He could see an amusement park below. The roller coasters looked like they came out of a model kit. Cars on the highway seemed like toys. But this flight was a little different from a commercial airliner. It was definitely bumpier since it's a smaller aircraft, he says. An aerial tour capped off a campout during which Troop 94 of Yorktown, Virginia, learned about the fascinating history and science of combat flight. Flying through the years, people long wanted to fly and soon saw warfare advantages to taking in to the skies. In ancient China, kites were used to measure distances to help armies strategize how to attack fortresses. In the 1890s, scouting founder Robert Baden-Powell's brother Baden designed man-lifting kites that could help spy on the enemy. Airplanes were invented in 1903, and a little more than a decade later in World War I, the air was part of the battlefield. In World War II, the United States produced nearly 300,000 warplanes. Some of the aircraft from both World Wars are showcased at the Military Aviation Museum in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The troops set up camp at a city park last year and headed to the museum to check out the more than 50 planes housed there. They saw small biplanes, iconic fighters, and B-25 bombers. They even got to sit in the Beechcraft T-34 training plane. It's pretty amazing we got to see that and get a hands-on experience, says Griff Mahan, 15, a life scout. As you progress, you go from wood frames to metal. The scouts notice not only changes in design and technology, but also what never materialized. They had these huge models that the Germans had blueprints for that were supposed to use to dominate the skies, says scout Elliot Hardman, age 11. While the scout studied the changes in flight, one thing that remained constant was the science. Learning to soar. The Aviation Merit Badge teaches the principles of flight and how a plane meets those principles of lift, weight, thrust, and drag. The guys handled the museum's flight simulators and constructed paper airplanes, experimenting with different designs to make their plane soar farther. I feel we learned a lot more because it wasn't all up on a whiteboard, says Derek Kennedy, 12, a second-class scout. The following day, they saw those flight principles in action from the air. Fly in an aircraft is a fun option for completing the Aviation Merit Badge. Before an orientation flight, adult scout leaders must complete the BSA's flying plan checklist, which includes your parents' permission and getting all the documentation on the plane and pilot. The troop met with pilots at the Newport News /Williamsburg International Airport. There, they piled into a Cessna and took turns flying. The 15-minute flight took the scouts in a big loop over the area. It's one of the most fun experiences you'll ever have, Derek says. And we have pictures. You're on page 22, at the bottom, top of the page. On the left, James Mitchell, Alex Stover, and Thomas Rosbach study the principles of aerodynamics with their Military Aviation Museum instructor, Nicole Lutz, before using those principles to design and fly paper airplanes. In the middle of the page, we have scouts check out a biplane hanging in the museum's lobby. And bottom left of page 22, Nathan Burton eyes the acrobatic sop with pup suspended in perpetual flight at the museum's entrance. Then at the top of page 23, Alex Stover looks at a North American T-28D Trojan in the museum's World War II aircraft hangar. And top right, Elliot Hardman sits at the controls of a Beechcraft T-34 Mentor. Bottom of page 23, Jackson Barrier, Juan Berriman, Jake Inker, Elliot Hardman, and James Mitchell review the flight plan in the Cessna with adult leader Dan Murray. And far right, bottom right of page 23, Suanu Duenas and Jacob Morris look at a 105-year-old Curtiss JN-40 Jenny biplane. True stories of scouts in action. Andrew Thompson, 17, woke in the early morning hours to smell of smoke in the bedroom. Andrew shouted to his parents and told his family to get ready to go outside into the cold. He helped his younger brother and sister get their family pets into one of the family's cars. The thickening smoke was making it hard for Andrew to breathe. He gathered the car keys and helped his parents and his other sister get out of the house. Mr. Thompson called 911. Andrew drove everyone a safe distance away and moved his family's other cars so fire trucks could get close to the house. The firefighters arrived and extinguished the fire. Paramedics administered oxygen to Andrew. No one else was harmed during the ordeal. Eagle Scout Andrew Joseph Thompson, a member of Troop 45 chartered to Sacred Heart of Jesus Catholic Church in Winchester, Virginia, received a heroism award for his actions. More scouts in action. More true stories of scouts in action. He saved a student who stopped breathing. Jackson Jones, 14, was at school when he saw another student choking after accidentally swallowing the cap from his water bottle. Jack told other students to alert the teachers and then performed abdominal thrust on the student. The boy coughed and was able to breathe, but the cap remained stuck in his throat. A teacher called 911. Paramedics took the boy to the hospital where he underwent surgery to remove the cap. Life Scout Jack Jones, a member of Troop 137 chartered to the 4th Avenue Church of Christ in Franklin, Tennessee, received a heroism award for his actions. He saved a drowning toddler from drowning. Preston Dukas, 12, was swimming with his family at a public pool in Memphis, Tennessee, when he saw a toddler accidentally fall into the water. Preston quickly swam to the endangered boy. He grasped the boy under his arms and carried him to the side of the pool. The boy coughed up small amounts of water but wasn't hurt. Mr. Dukas took the boy away from the pool and helped him find his family. Tenderfoot Scout Preston Duke is a member of Troop 65, chartered to St. Teresa of Avila Catholic Church in Gonzales, Louisiana, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. The whole truth, fitness first, ditch the refined breads, pasta, and rice, and upgrade your diet with whole grain options like quinoa, steel-cut oats, barley, wild rice, and wheat breads and pastas. Studies show that whole grain will keep you healthier and sustain your energy throughout the day. Plus, it contains more fiber, vitamins, and nutrients, and reduces the risk of heart disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. Food labels should include phrases like 100% whole grain or 100% whole wheat. If you don't see that information on the packaging, it's probably not a whole grain product. And how about some thinking grin? Doug, what do you get when you cross elephants with fish? Dale, I don't know. Doug, swimming trunks. That's from Doug B. in Sharpeville, Indiana. Definition: fishing dock. A surgeon on vacation. Alex, what do you call a fish that won't stop talking? Danielle, no idea. Alex, a big mouth bass. That's from Alex S. in Racine, Wisconsin. Dad, great news, son. We've saved enough money to go to Disneyland. Son, great. When are we going? Dad, as soon as we save enough to get back. That's from Charles L. in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Alan, why is it so easy to weigh fish? Neil, I don't know. Alan, because they have their own scales. Okay. That's from Ashwin B. in Morris Plains, New Jersey. Jeremy, why do chicken coops have only two doors? Will, why? Jeremy, if they had four, they would be chicken sedans. Okay. That's from Jeremy B. in Lynchburg, Ohio. Calvin, why couldn't the flower ride its bike to school? George, I don't know. Why not? Calvin, its pedals were broken. That's from Calvin O. in Gilbert, Arizona. A puny book. Batman's Greatest Enemy by Joker. That's from Daniel K. in Needham, Massachusetts. And finally, Jeremy, how do fish get from place to place while playing golf? Andy, I don't know. Jeremy, by golf carp. That's from Aaron C. in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138.